Welcome to today's edition of Front Porch Talks. I'm Grayson Willis, and today I'm joined by Heidi Dove, who is the founder of Village to Village and also a member of our church here at Harrisonburg First Church of the Nazarene. Heidi, how are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks.
And Heidi's here with me today on Front Porch Talks to talk about some of Village to Village trips throughout 2018, and then we'll expound on some of those. So Heidi, just wherever you want to start as far as the trips for Village to Village for 2018.
Great. We have started a new program locally that we haven't been able to share yet, but over the Christmas holiday, Village to Village was able to bless 13 refugee families with quite a bit of things for each family, and bikes and goodies and games for the kids. So that's our new local program, and that goes on all the time. We work with Church World Services in Harrisonburg, and when they find needs that they have for new families, we are able to meet those needs because of the donations of the community. So that's a new thing that Village to Village is doing that we're excited about. The upcoming trips for 2018, we will be headed to Moldova in April. We'll be headed to Paraguay in July. Africa is September, and Guatemala is November. And all the trips except for Moldova are currently open, and so we are taking team members. And I'll share a little bit about Moldova in a minute, but in Paraguay, we are working to help a pastor finish a church, but we will also be doing some research into how to simply help families there through buying them animals that they can get milk from or eggs from, ways to just help facilitate families locally that will help them long term. In Africa, we are working with Cures Global, which is another organization in Harrisonburg, and we will be building a fence for them for a new house that they will be taking care of. And we'll also be working with the grannies and the children in Africa. And then Guatemala, we go there every year. That's kind of been our start to the program. We will be possibly doing two houses, one in each of the villages that we have connected with and adopted. So those are some new things that are headed up for this year, and we'd love to have you go with us if you'd like.
Thank you, Heidi, for sharing that. And sorry I missed the local piece. I know you guys do a lot. I just was focused on the abroad stuff and forgot to mention the local outreach that Village to Village does also. Now, you mentioned the months of the different trips. Do you have the specific dates for each trip?
I do. Paraguay is July 20th to 28th. Africa is September 10th to 24th. And Guatemala, we have, we're there 2 weeks. So teams can either come for 1 week or they can go for both weeks. So the first week is November 10th through the 17th. And the second week is November 17th through the 24th.
And I'm sure I'll ask this again at the end, but what is the best way for somebody to get in contact with you if they're interested in any of these trips, or maybe they're just interested in volunteering with Village to Village locally?
The quickest way is probably a phone call, and that is 820-6511. It is 540-820-6511. But you can also go to our website or our Facebook page. The website is Hope for Villages, and there's a place there that you can ask questions, get involved, and we always have information on there about the upcoming trips.
Thank you, Heidi. Now I think you wanted to share a little bit more about your next trip, which is to Moldova.
We have made two initial planning trips to Chisinau, Moldova, and Chisinau is the large city in Moldova that we have been concentrating on. So this will actually be our first trip with a full team, and it's a little bit different than any of our other trips because we actually will be dividing into four teams once we get there. And so I'll share a little bit about what each team will be involved in. We have started partnering with New Creation. They work a lot with trafficked women, and Moldova is the largest trafficked country in the world. So we have started a partnership with New Creation, and they are working with Beginning of Life, who is an organization in Chisinau that works directly with the trafficked women. They teach them a trade. They help them get to school. They have a preschool for their kids. So they have kind of encircled the whole issue. And New Creation is taking a small team with us that will be working directly with them. So that's the first team going. The second team, we have some builders that are going that will be working in one of the villages. The government gives the schools their stipends, but they also give them large regulations of things that need to be done to their buildings, like getting indoor plumbing and having playgrounds. And the issue is the stipend that they get never covers what needs to happen to the school. So we have a team that's going to go in and try to check off that list for this school so that they will be legal and they will not be shut down. A lot of children attend this school. And it's just basic things that they need, but they cannot do for themselves. So our team will be going to do that. And God has placed a really neat thing on our hearts that we hope that the men that are builders going will be able to look into this next project. And hopefully we'll begin that project in a year or so. So God's really put that team together with some builders that we never thought would have come together. The other team, Kids Harbor is a part of the Nazarene Church here. It's our preschool and after-school program. And Doxodeo is a church that we work with in Kishinaw. They have seen our preschool, and they have started a small one there. They are really trying to reach their community and want to duplicate what we are doing here with Kids Harbor. So we will be taking a team there to help do some training for their volunteers that are working with the preschool directly and really just working hand with hand and helping them get that up and running. We have a lot of things that are different culturally, so it'll be a little bit of a challenge to try to figure out how to make it work, but that will be our other team. And the last team, we are taking some social service workers, which God has so graciously placed in our laps, and they are going to be going and training families and volunteers that work with the street kids. Kishinaw has over 400 street kids just in that city. And a lot of the parents have left the country for better jobs and have left their children behind. So it's a hard thing to see, but Doxodeo is wanting to do something to make a difference in these kids' lives. So they do have some families that are interested in fostering, although that's a really new concept there. And they also have a lot of volunteers that just want to learn how to love on these kids. It's nothing like we have in America. So again, it's going to be a little bit challenging for our team to meet the needs that they may have, but we believe that God has placed really every team member on here for a purpose. So we're really excited about what's going to happen in April.
Well, thank you, Heidi. And it just sounds like there's a lot going on, but it sounds like you have a lot of help and a lot of people involved in these different areas, whether it be building or helping with a preschool or helping traffic girls or helping kids on the street. And I know you mentioned that trip's already full and that it's in April, but maybe mention the dates just so people can be praying about the team that's going over, the different groups that'll be doing the different works in Moldova.
Sure. Well, that trip is April 20th through the 29th. The total team size is 15. And we will need to be covered in prayer. You know, we are stepping into some things that I know there will be a lot of spiritual warfare. So I think for us, having that prayer covering is probably the biggest need that we have in every single situation that we'll be in. And we're grateful to be doing it, but we also know that we just want God to be in front of everything that we do and every word that we say.
Also, Heidi, before I go on to the next thing, is there anything else about the trip to Moldova that you'd like to share that you haven't mentioned already?
We do have something new that is happening with Moldova is we do have child sponsorships now. We do that for Guatemala, so we have a lot of kids sponsored in our villages, and it looks a little different in Moldova. There's a lot of ministers that work at Doxodeo that barely get by. You just don't get paid much for there, and the cost of living is generally more than what you bring in. So we have started with a family sponsoring two of their kids, and we have a second family that is needing sponsorships. It's $30 a month, and that goes directly to that family just to pay bills and feed their kids. And it's a huge blessing for these pastors that really do not have a lot but feel like God has called them to stay there and to work with people their age. So that's the first sponsorship. The second sponsorship program that we are doing there is for the preschool and after school program. Right now, it does not cost people anything, but it does cost the church to be able to pay a director. Everybody else is volunteers, and they do try to feed the kids and make sure that there's supplies. So that's $25 a month, and that goes directly to those programs to help children. Now, in the future, if it becomes a paid program, those funds would be used for scholarships for kids that possibly can't afford it. So either one of those things are huge needs right now. They're so new, they may not even be on our website because we're still working through the process, but you can always ask us about it, let us know, and we can get the information for specific families on that.
Heidi, that's really exciting. You mentioned about these sponsorships. What is the best way for people to find out about these sponsorships or to get involved in these sponsorships? The website, maybe, for
yeah, the website is Hope, H-O-P-E, the number 4, and then villages.org. So it's hopeforvillages.org. You can go there, but if you have a direct question that you just would like to ask me, you can go to hbdove@hopeforvillages.org. So those are the two ways that you can get direct information about that kind of thing.
And also, you guys have sponsorships. I know in Guatemala, mm-hmm. I'm not sure if in the other places. Would you like to share a little bit about those?
We don't have sponsorships yet in Paraguay and Africa, and I'm not sure that we will just because it's harder to get financing to those places. We do have sponsorships in Guatemala, and those are kids that are specifically in our villages that we've adopted. So we get to take things to them from people. They get to go meet their sponsored children. But that would be the same way. You would just get in touch with us. We could give you a list, and you could pick from that.
Well, thank you, Heidi. And also, as far as the upcoming trips, not counting Moldova, but the other ones that are open, is there any information-type meetings that you have coming up involving any of those trips that you would like to share?
There is. I will let you know that Moldova is closed. Paraguay is open until the end of this month, and then that trip will be closed because of airline tickets. So if Paraguay is something that you're really interested in, again, if you could email me or call me, that would be great, and I could get you that information directly. But for the Africa trip and the Guatemala trip, we do have another informational meeting. It'll be on March 14th, and it is at 6:30. It's here at the Nazarene Church. Again, that is Wednesday, March 14th at 6:30.
And that's, for anybody who might not be aware, that's 1871 Boyers Road, Harrisonburg, Virginia. And also, any other village-to-village events coming up? I know in the past you guys have done some dessert nights mm-hmm. and other fundraiser-type things. If people were interested in supporting village-to-village.
Yeah, sure. We have our dessert night is our main event throughout the year, and that just gives you information about what we do. It'll look a little different this year. Probably have a little more social time and some amazing music. That is actually in May. We are working on confirming the date, but that is usually within that first or second week in May, and we'll certainly get more information out about that. That will be on our website, and it will also be on our Facebook page. We have a gym in Lynchburg that is doing a 5K for us in May, so we will post that information. I know some people here may be interested in that. We have our annual Alley Cat bike event. That will be in June. And then in the fall, we have our golf tournament. So those are our main fundraisers for the year. And pretty much all of them except the dessert night, the funds go directly to projects that we are working on. So it goes to clean water or medication or housing, anything that these villages and these people need. That's what those fundraisers go for.
And I'm sure as those different events get closer, there will be more information to come, and people can either contact you or go to the village-to-village website.
Yes, and we post quite a bit on Facebook, and we will have an online auction coming up next month. That is funding that helps with general expenses for the trips, and we have some amazing things going in that auction, and that you'll be able to see on Facebook. We'll advertise it quite a bit before it starts and then during the event.
And maybe, Heidi, if there's anything that you would like to highlight from maybe some of the past trips in 2017, whether that be Guatemala or just some of the highlights for Village to Village from 2017?
There's probably two things that come to mind. When we were in Moldova, there was only a team of four of us that went this past time, and it was my daughter and myself, and then it was Sabrina from New Creation and her daughter. And we got to talking one night about a project that we just felt like we could easily facilitate with the builders that we have around our community, and something that really needed to happen. And I can't share a ton about it, but we were actually interviewing one of the pastors there, Dima. And at the end of the interview, he spoke exactly what we had been talking about. And we had never had that conversation. And it was just confirmation, not just for Sabrina and I, who are adults and pray and get it, but for our girls to see that God had put that together. So that project is something that we are so excited about, but we're still in the middle of it. So we can't share a lot, but we will share that story somewhere in the future. Our other one happened in Guatemala. We did a medical mission trip this year. It's the first time that we've done that, and we were able to take nurses from the States, and we worked with doctors from Guatemala in our two villages. And in the village in the jungle, you know, a lot of them have probably never even had medical care. And there was a sweet young mama with an 18-month-old, and he weighed about 10 pounds. He was very malnourished. And the nurses and the doctor decided that he really needed to be taken to the Baby Rescue Center, which Hope of Life that we work for has that center in Zacapa, but we were 4 hours away. So they worked with the local hospital and got baby Marlon to the local hospital, and then Hope of Life was able to pick him up. And so they left the first day that we were there. When we got back to Hope of Life, we were able to go visit with Marlon and his mama, and we were told that he was severely malnourished and had some other things going on, and that he would be at the hospital for several weeks. So every single day we went in and prayed with his mama and just prayed over him. She doesn't even speak Spanish, so it was a little hard for even the nurses to communicate because she has a totally different language. And you could tell that she felt very alone, but she allowed us to pray over her. I think she understood what that was. And when we came home, we were sent a picture by one of the nurses there, and baby Marlon was actually sitting up and laughing and looked like a totally different child. So we're so thankful that God brought that family into our lives. There is a small chance that we will be able to build Marlon and his mom and dad a home in Arenales next year. They were the ones that had the worst home in the village, and all the homes are pretty bad. So to have the worst one is very sad situation. So I think God has brought that family into our lives, and we're just excited to have them a part of Village to Village.
Well, thank you, Heidi. And certainly these different teams have been a blessing to the people in these different villages and these different countries. Is there anything else that you'd like to share just in general about any of the trips or any of the events coming up?
I think that's about it. We have a busy year ahead of us, a lot that is going on, and we have teams that are helping us with all of our different fundraisers and projects. So it's starting to grow and makes us a little bit nervous, but I know that God has great things ahead.
And Heidi, I know we mentioned this earlier, but let's just go back over the contact information, whether that be your email, the phone number to reach you at, or the Village to Village website.
Okay. The website is Hope for Villages. It's H-O-P-E, the number 4, and then Villages. My email that you can get information is hbdove@hopeforvillages.org. And my telephone number is 540-820-6511.
Thank you, Heidi. And I'm going to close out by praying for you and Village to Village and these different trips. But what are some ways specifically that people can be praying for you and Village to Village and the people that will be going on these different trips, as well as the people in these different villages?
I think probably for Village to Village, it would just be clarity that we do not take any steps without God being in the midst of it. We never want to go outside of His will. So I think that's a big one. For our teams, we have a lot of team members that have not been out of the country, and Moldova's a long way away. And so for health and just rest, that they can get their days and nights where they need to be when they get there, because we pretty much hit the ground running and don't have a lot of time to rest until we get home. And really for the people, just to continue to have open hearts, that as we share, they will see Christ in our lives and understand how much He loves them.
Thank you, Heidi. Let's pray. Lord, I thank You for Village to Village, and I thank You for Heidi and her leadership over this nonprofit, Lord, and we thank You for the work that they're doing here in Harrisonburg and Rockingham County, but also abroad, whether it be in Guatemala, Moldova, Africa, or Paraguay, Lord. And we just pray for the team that will be going in April to Moldova, and we pray for them to be able to get rest and to have strength while they're there, Lord. And all these different places that the teams will shine Your light to the people in these different villages that they will be helping, Lord. And pray specifically for Heidi and Village to Village, that You would give them clarity, Lord, for the future, Lord, and guide and direct their steps, Lord. And I just want to highlight the different trips, Lord. I pray, I mentioned for Moldova in April for the team that will be going over, that You would give them rest and strength while they're there, and safe travel there and back, Lord. And for Paraguay, I believe it's July that they're going there, Lord, so I pray for them. And then also the trip to Africa, which I believe is in September, Lord, I pray for that trip. And then also for Guatemala in November, as they will be going there, Lord. And just for safe travel for the people on each of these trips, Lord, and for Your will to be done in these different areas, Lord, and for Your love to be shared with the people there, Lord, and that we're able to meet physical and spiritual needs there, Lord. And also pray for the work that Village to Village does here locally, Lord, with the refugees, and that those families are blessed and that Your love is shown to them also, Lord. And pray for all the different fundraising events that will be taking place, whether that be the dessert night, the golf tournament, the bike ride, or I believe it was a 5K run she mentioned also. Lord, we pray for that, Lord, and I pray Your blessing over this ministry, Lord, and over Heidi, Lord, and her family. And I ask all this in Your name. Amen.
Amen.
Heidi, thank you for joining me today, I will continue to pray for you and Village to Village also.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to today's edition of Front Porch Talks. May God bless.